Chapter 15. Becca showed us on her GPS exactly which spot would be perfect for our attack on the giant dino. It was just a few minutes away from Raven Hall, and it looked like the perfect location to lure our predator into a trap.
"And how exactly are we going to get it over the cliff?"
Becca asked.
"This thing has been scarily patient. I don't think it's going to just dive into the sea all that easily."
"It's not going to be easy," I said. "I think it's going to take a shit ton of bullets to even make a dent in this guy."
"And we need to injure him, but not kill him,"
Haywan added as she bit her lip.
"Get him weak enough, and then we somehow make him jump off a cliff?" "Oh, this is starting to sound impossible,"
Becca groaned. "No, we can do this," I said with confidence. "We're going to destroy this fucker. We just need to plan it carefully."
"If we can manage to get it near the cliff edge, we could use our grenades to blast it into the sea,"
Kat said as she cocked her hip and tapped her foot in thought.
"It's going to take a lot to hurt this thing. Our bullets will only do so much."
"So we lead it down to the cliffside and injure it as much as possible on the way," I decided. "When we eventually get there, it's going to be essential that we get it to the edge as soon as possible."
"So what? We do a good old dino bait move?"
Becca sighed.
"Just hope we move out of the way fast enough?"
"Haywan has the fastest motorcycle," I said. "She should be the one that lures it. Then me and Kat can set up our grenades before it has time to double back."
"But she can't let it get too close,"
Kat warned.
"It's fucking enormous. If she even grazes a foot, then she'll be crushed."
"And that's if the tail doesn't send her flying first," I added.
"I will not get crushed or sent flying,"
Haywan nodded.
"I will move before it reaches me. I can do it." "I don't know,"
Becca said with a worried frown.
"How are we going to make sure we don't get swept out to sea with it? Jason's right. One swipe of its tail, and we're tumbling down the sharp drop ourselves."
"We need to stay clear of the cliff's edge enough that we always have plenty of time to escape," I said. "It's going to be a delicate balance to get this just right. But if we have to blow it up with grenades and leave the corpse on land out there, then so be it. I would rather risk that than endanger any of you."
"Okay,"
Kat nodded.
"That means we have plan A and plan B. If it gets too risky to be near the cliff edge, we use the grenades to kill it where it stands. That way the corpse isn't too close to the castle, and we can deal with it later." "Deal with the corpse?"
Becca snorted.
"What exactly are we meant to do with an exploded dino the size of a house? I'm not touching that mess."
"Then I guess you just have to make sure we pull off plan A,"
Kat smirked. "That's our plan," I said firmly. "We all lead this fucker to the cliffside. Kat causes as much damage as she can on our way. Haywan distracts it as we get our grenades set up, and then we blow it out into the sea."
"This is going to be dangerous,"
Kat said.
"But if we pull it off, then we have a safe haven here in the castle." "For now,"
Becca chuckled, and we all exchanged wry smirks.
"Let's go,"
Haywan said as she punched the air, and we hurried out of the hotel room and strode down the stairs. "Okay, let's make sure our rifles are all ready," I said as we headed down the red carpet of the luxury hotel. "Anything could happen out there, so keep some spare magazines on hand. We can't get caught unprepared around this asshole."
"We can get stocked up at the jeep before we leave,"
Kat said.
"If that creepy bastard stays where it is, then we should be just out of sight until we head off."
"He hasn't moved yet," I sighed.
"Ah, it feels so good to be back on the team,"
Becca cheered and wiggled her butt a bit.
"Let's go lead this asshole off a cliff to swim with the fishies."
"Hey, you're always on the team," I assured her. "But I'm glad you're back to your old spunky self."
"Yeah, it's not the same going on dangerous missions without you,"
Haywan agreed as we reached the lobby and turned to make our way toward the pantry.
"It's too quiet." "Glad to be of service,"
Becca said, and she blew a kiss to her Korean friend.
"Rebecca!"
Debbie suddenly screamed, and we spun around to see her stride down the hall. She had pursed lips and a slim, arched eyebrow.
"Where exactly are you off to, young lady?"
"Oh, yeah,"
Becca sighed.
"Sorry, Mom. Forgot to mention that I'm off to help my friends kill that dinosaur out front. Just saving the building and whatnot. She'll be back for tea time."
"Are you out of your mind?"
Debbie cried as she grabbed her daughter by the shoulder, but then she smiled.
"You were going to sneak out and kill things without giving your mammy a smooch?"
Becca rolled her eyes, but didn't object as her mother pulled her close for a hug and planted big, sloppy kisses on the forehead.
"I wasn't sneaking,"
Becca grumbled.
Are you certain you're ready for this?
Her mom asked in a more serious tone.
I don't want you showing off for handsome boys on motorbikes and getting your fine little horse eaten.
I'm fine, Mom. Stop worrying.
Becca chuckled.
I'm just driving the Jeep, and Jason won't let me get hurt again. He was too bloody mad at me for it earlier.
I wasn't mad. I was terrified, I muttered, and the blonde Brit sent me a small smile.
We've got this, Mum. Trust me,
Becca continued.
Just stay here and beat the shit out of anything that tries to get in, okay?
Way ahead of you, honey.
Debbie jingled her waistband of knives, and then she turned to look at me. Her eyes were a little misty, and I could tell she was blinking back tears.
You take care of my baby, Jason. You understand? I know she loves you, and that must mean you're a hell of a guy, because my daughter doesn't say that shit lightly. But I'm trusting you to return her to me in one piece. Got it?
I will always do everything I can to protect her, I nodded, and I rested a hand on Debbie's shoulder. I promise. I protect my girls, and I will with every breath I have in me.
You bloody better,
Debbie said, and she squeezed my hand with a sniff.
My little girl came all this way to find me, and I intend to spend the rest of this ridiculous life with her by my side.
Oh, Mum.
Becca shook her head.
You're so sensitive. I'm coming back. We kill huge dinos, like, all the fucking time. This is just one huge fucking dino.
We'll keep a close eye on Becca,
Kat added.
Yes, she's safe with us,
Haywan told the older blonde.
She is my sister. I will protect her. I can tell she's in good hands.
Debbie sniffed as she took a step back and smiled at us.
Well, go get that motherfucker. Is there anything I can do?
Just be here when we get back, I smiled. And crack open the booze for us when we're done.
I like you,
Debbie laughed.
Okay, my loves. Take care, and I'll see you real soon.
The blonde woman gave her daughter one last kiss on the cheek, and then turned and hurried off into the dining hall as she held her head high. What a woman, I sighed, as we made our way into the pantry. I'm looking forward to spending some time getting to know her. Bet she has some wild stories.
That's for sure,
Becca laughed.
Give her a glass of white wine, and she'll tell you anything you want to know.
We all grabbed the freezer that blocked the door, and we grunted as we pushed it to the side of the room. Okay, I said, once our exit was clear. We get to the Jeep quickly and quietly. We load up our weapons, and we head off for the cliffside.
Are you sure we can keep ahead of it?
Becca asked.
I mean, you guys have seen it in action. Do you reckon we can reach the cliff without it catching up?
I think so. I nodded as I grabbed the door handle. We just need to be as direct with our route as possible, and we can have Kat ready with a grenade launcher as a backup plan.
Look, I know you can hit moving targets with grenades,
Kat snorted.
But I have to admit, I might need a bit of practice before I hit a bullseye on a galloping Gigantosaurus.
I believe in you, I assured her. It should be running right behind us, not past us, so that should help. If things start to go south, enact Plan B. Let loose and blow that bastard to smithereens.
If anyone can do this, it's us,
Haywan grinned.
Let's get going. I'm already excited for the party we can have when we get back.
Ready to run? I asked the girls, and they all nodded. Let's do it. I slowly opened the door, and outside the sun had started to set. The sky burned a fiery orange as wispy clouds drifted by, and I couldn't see any dinos on this side of the castle. Without that huge flying asshole around to give our position away, we had a clear shot to the Jeep and the motorcycles. As long as the Gigantosaurus was still in the same spot, he wouldn't see us making our way over. I waited for a minute as I scanned the area, and I couldn't hear a single thud of heavy footsteps from here. There weren't any slow, rattling breaths around either, and I finally nodded as I decided the Gigantosaurus was still out of range. It's clear, I hissed, and then I dove out onto the castle grounds with the girls behind me. Kat brought up the rear and closed the door behind us, and when I glanced back, she was keeping an eye on Becca for me. The blonde Brit kept pace as if nothing was wrong with her leg. But when we jumped over the wall, she scrunched her face up as she landed. She didn't say anything about it, but I knew her leg hurt more than she was willing to admit. Under the cover of the trees, we crouched behind the Jeep. The only part of the dino we could see from our hiding spot was the tip of its massive tail. "Seems like it's still in the same spot," I muttered. "Let's get loaded up." Kat quietly opened the box of her Jeep and got to work making sure our rifles and grenade launchers were fully loaded for the trip.
I wish it was darker,
Heiwan said as she peered into the box of weapons.
I really want to try the night vision goggles.
Tell you what, we can play with them tonight,
Kat said.
Hide and seek through the castle in the dark.
Creepy,
Heiwan grinned.
I'm in.
Once my rifle was ready to go, I stuffed an extra magazine in my pocket and swung the gun over my shoulder. The familiar weight of the metal resting on my back calmed my nerves, and I climbed onto the motorcycle with a determination firing up inside of me. This thing is going to move fast when it hears the engines, I whispered while the girls saddled up. We need to be ready to haul ass. Becca gripped the steering wheel of the Jeep, and Kat climbed over the seats to position herself in the trunk area. Then she opened the rear window so it was raised above her head, and she started organizing her rifle and ammo beside her. The pretty soldier knotted her curls in a messy bun before she diligently rechecked that everything was loaded up, and then she sent me a curt nod. Heiwan looked as badass as ever as she perched on her motorbike with her rifle swung over her back, and I knew we were as ready as we would ever be.
We head straight down this hill and over to the right,
Becca said as she peered over the hood of the car.
It's literally a direct path along the coast until we hit the big ridge.
Becca, keep your windows open so we can all hear each other, I added. This is going to get too dicey if we're trying to use radios at the same time, so stay in a group.
Okay,
Becca said.
And for the love of God, please be careful with the Jeep, Becca,
Kat said.
You got it, honey.
The blonde winked over her shoulder.
I'll be gentle with her.
Ready? I asked as I glanced over at the dino tail. We're about to get chased by something big and fast. Everyone stay sharp and keep your wits about you.
Bring it on,
Heiwan said. And with that, we all turned our engines on and sped off away from the hotel. The Gigantosaurus started to follow almost immediately. The footsteps pounded the ground and shook my bike as we raced off down the hillside toward the coastline, and I could feel my heartbeat in my ears as the earth shook with the weight of the giant dino. The cliff was coming up on our left side, while the Giganto came over from the right, and I took a deep breath as I looked ahead across the sunset grounds. I knew that we were about to embark on one of our riskiest missions yet, but if anyone could do it, it was us.
We have some more company,
Kat yelled out the rear window of the Jeep.
Coming in from the right!
Shit, already? I glanced over my shoulder and saw that an Allosaurus had appeared from the woodlands and started to track us. How many of those fuckers are there?
Giganto fucked up that other Allosaurus before,
Kat yelled.
We should injure this new guy, and that should distract it long enough for us to get a better head start down to the cliffside.
We need to get more distance from the castle, I yelled back. We don't want a dino graveyard, remember? Let's put some more distance between us and Raven Hall before you shoot.
Okay,
Kat hollered. And as we sped away from the hillside, she shuffled into position and aimed her rifle out of the back of the Jeep. I glanced in my side mirror and saw that Raven Hall had become a distant landmark, and I reckoned we were far enough away that we could risk shooting. Okay, Kat, I yelled as I shifted aside and got out of range. Open fire on that smaller fucker!
Ready for open fire!
Kat yelled as the two dinos raced after us from opposite sides of the hill.
Hopefully Giganto won't be able to resist an injured, easy-picking snack. Becca, slow down a bit so I can get a steady shot.
Slow down?
Becca cried.
You want me to fucking slow down?
Just enough so I can hurt the little one,
the soldier replied.
That should buy us some time.
I heard Becca let out a whimpering bloody hell as the Jeep slowed down a bit, and Heiwan and I passed them up to take the lead. We still hung back to keep the group together, and my eyes kept straying to my side mirror while we waited for Kat to handle the situation. It was hard to ignore the massive Gigantosaurus that stormed across the Emerald Hills toward us, but the beautiful soldier kept her aim steady, and she fired a bullet into the belly of the Allosaurus. It gave a high-pitched cry, but it wasn't until she stuck another two rounds into its gut that it started to stumble slightly. Nice! I called over my shoulder. Let's hope Giganto takes the buffet on offer, and we can get set up on the cliffside. The Allosaurus still lunged after us, but the three bullet wounds had slowed it down significantly, and it roared in pain. We increased our speed again and left him as the bait, and the massive dinosaur's footsteps kept a steady pace behind us. Then I risked a look back, and my stomach sank. The Gigantosaurus stormed past the injured Allosaurus without so much as a second glance at it. "Oh, fuck!" I hissed. The injured Allosaurus fell far behind in the chase, and the roar of the bigger dino rang out over the hills as it started to gain on us.
"Shit!"
Becca yelled.
"He didn't even stop for a sniff! He only wants us!"
Haywan yelled above the wind.
"He's not interested in dino fresh for dinner!"
I heard Cat take a few shots at the Gigantosaurus, and I glanced in my mirror to see 4 bullet wounds dripping blood from its lower stomach. The dino barely seemed to acknowledge them, and although it howled, its pace didn't falter for a second. "Can you hit its legs, Cat?" I hollered. "We need it to slow down, or Haywan will never be able to escape in time!"
"On it!"
Cat yelled.
"Becca, slow down again! I fucking hate this!"
the Brit screamed, but she obliged and slowed the jeep so that Cat could get a more accurate shot. The bang of the rifle echoed over the countryside, and I saw in the mirror that the dino had started to slow down. Cat managed to get 3 shots into the powerful back legs of the beast, and it looked like it was struggling to lift its right foot while its sprint became a thunderous jog.
"That seemed to work,"
the soldier reported.
"How far away is this ridge exactly?" "Right ahead!"
Becca yelled as she pointed to a wide, overhanging patch of grass.
"That's the spot! The drop is deadly! We need to time it just right!"
"You ready to be dino bait?" I yelled at Haywan, and the pretty Korean nodded.
"I'll slow down a bit while you guys speed off,"
she shouted.
"Then its focus will hopefully be on me, and I can lead it over to the edge."
"You're really fucking awesome, by the way," I chuckled in awe of her casual determination. "Remember not to get too close. That thing is not messing around." The piece of land ahead of us was a wide open stretch of greenery, and the sunset lighting cast the area in a soft pinkish glow, while the cliffside dropped down into the rolling gray waves below. There was just enough room to maneuver our vehicles out here, but we would need to be careful. Like Becca had said, the drop was sharp and sudden. One wrong move could result in disaster.
"Go!"
Haywan yelled as she slowed her bike down.
"Get ready to blow this fucker up!"
I didn't need to be told twice, and I accelerated alongside the jeep until we had left Haywan behind. "There!" I yelled as I spotted a small boulder. "Stop by that rock, and we can get set up!" Cat had already got her rifle with the grenade launcher aimed at the giant beast, and my palms became clammy as I glanced at Haywan in my mirror. The bait seemed to have worked, and the slowed-down Gigantido screamed at the lone girl on the motorbike as she lured it closer to the cliff edge. I swerved to a stop and quickly pulled my rifle over my chest and rested my finger over the trigger of the grenade launcher attachment. "Becca!" I yelled as the jeep parked beside me. "Get your radio and holler at Haywan when she needs to get out of there. We don't shoot these things until she's a safe distance away."
"Of course,"
Becca yelled.
"Grenades are ready to go,"
Cat added. Haywan sped along the cliff, but she kept a safe distance from the edge as the dino roared and trudged after her. It had slowed right down to a lumbering jog from its various bullet wounds, but it seemed determined to finish the hunt. The Korean beauty slowed down even more as the beast approached her, and just when I was about to yell at her to move, she throttled up and sped away from the dino as it stumbled near the cliff edge.
"Get the fuck out of there, Haywan!"
Becca yelled over the radio.
"They're about to let loose with the grenades!"
Haywan revved her engine even more and jetted away from the Gigantido, and the huge dino let out an ear-splitting roar as it tried to follow. I knew Cat would be able to time it just right with her experience with the blast radius of the grenades, and just as the dino turned to face us, she waved her hand.
"Now, Jason!"
the soldier shouted, and we both pulled the triggers of our grenade launchers. The injured dino half fell right as we shot, and Cat growled a curse as her grenade soared right over its head, out into the water. Mine managed to hit the tip of the dino's flailing tail, and the flash exploded in a spray of blood and tissue while it roared into the sky. The blast made the Gigantido lurch forward as its back sizzled and tore open, and it roared once more as it stumbled onward. "It's working!" I yelled as the huge creature rocked back and forth. "Keep shooting! It's going to tumble!" Haywan sped over to join us, and she skidded to a halt beside me as she pulled her rifle out. "Use your rifles to keep it there," I yelled. "This fucker's still walking, but I'm going to use another grenade. That should send it backward into the water."
"Here,"
Cat said, and handed me a new grenade to load up.
"Let's do this,"
Haywan said, and pulled her rifle around from her back. The curly-haired soldier pulled the trigger of her rifle first and lodged two bullets right where the creature's jugular should have been. Then the Korean girl put a bullet in its right leg, and the dino stumbled backward with a snarl. The bloody stump of its tail flailed, and the dino tried to take a step toward us, but it was just too shot up now. "Nice shots!" I yelled. Then I aimed carefully at the ground in front of the bloody beast, and I took my shot. My second grenade found its target and struck right at the feet of the dino, and the ground crumbled away. The Gigantosaurus toppled backward from the impact of the grenade as its abdomen shredded open, and then the fucker started to drop over the cliff edge. We cheered and whooped as we jumped off our bikes, and Kat and Becca climbed out of the jeep. We all rushed toward the edge just as an almighty splash echoed into the dusky sky, but we made it in time for the show. When I looked down, the barely alive dino was being consumed in crashing waves, and it roared as it flailed in the water. Its blood seeped out like a black cloud around it, but before it could sink, there was a flurry of movement under the surface. Then two enormous, pointed and dark green heads broke through the water. They looked like dino shark crocodiles, with slimy seaweed tangled on the ragged spines that jutted from their backs. They had to be as big as a bus, with heads as large as theirs, and they clamped their gaping jaws on the body of the Gigantosaurus.
"Holy shit!"
Becca whispered as the sea creature started to thrash their heads back and forth. Water, blood, and dino flesh sprayed up around them as they shredded their prey, and in a matter of seconds, the body of the Gigantodon was pulled beneath the waves with the vicious reptiles. A few bubbles gurgled to the surface as the water ran red, but then everything went quiet except for the gentle rushing of waves along the sunset coast. "Fuck," I muttered and shook my head. "That was
awesome,"
Kat offered, and she sent me a huge grin.
"I might actually like dino sharks a little bit."
We all laughed as I pulled the corporal over and looped my arm over her shoulder, and the two of us exchanged a long kiss of victory.
"We did it!"
Haywan whooped toward the ocean, and the other girls started cheering too.
"That giant dino is now dino shark food!"
"Hell yeah!" I laughed. "Once again, we are the best fucking dino slayers in the apocalypse."
"Nobody else could even come close,"
Becca smirked as she flicked her blonde hair over her shoulders.
"Don't even try to come for us dinos. It never works out well for you."
"I'm so happy I found you guys,"
Kat chuckled.
"I still can't believe my luck."
"We're lucky to have each other," I agreed with a sigh of relief. "I think it's time to go home."
"Home?"
Becca smiled and looked along the emerald hillside toward Raven Hall.
"I like hearing you say that. It sounds nice."
"I've missed saying it," I admitted. "But somehow it just feels right. This place is beautiful, and we have a real shot here. What do you guys say to hanging around for a while?"
"I say fuck yes,"
Kat replied as she tucked a rogue curl behind her ear.
"We struck gold, and I've got everything I need right here.
So now it's time for a bath and booze?"
Haywan asked with sparkling blue eyes.
"I think we earned a night of relaxation." "That sounds amazing,"
Becca agreed.
"And I'm 100% watching someone sexy take a bubble bath."
I looked out at the hillside while we headed back to our bikes and the jeep. The Allosaurus we'd injured was crumpled in the grass and writhing around. The sky was starting to dim, and although I knew there would always be predators to fight, it looked like such a safe haven. The little turrets stuck out on the skyline, and all I could think about was crawling into a huge bed with my three beautiful girls held close.
"I think it's time to celebrate," I called as I settled onto my motorcycle. "First one back to the hotel gets to shower first."
The girls screamed, and we started to race back toward Raven Hall and back to our newfound home.